back, folks. War Room Live, the Alex Jones Network, alexjoneslive.com, alexjoneslive.com. Follow us on Rumble, of course. You can follow me on X at Harrison H. Smith. Share those links around, please. People still are having trouble finding us, as difficult as that is to believe. It is true. All right, let's talk about what happened with the flotilla and Israel. We showed the video yesterday, showed it again today, of Ben-Gvir, Israeli high up, you know, member of the Israeli government, basically, you know, reveling in the abuse that these people are facing. And this whole story is sort of typical of Israel. First of all, the crime that these people committed, the flotilla, was trying to bring food to starving people, trying to bring awareness to the genocide that's been going on, as if we're not all perfectly aware of it. It's good to see people actually, you know, taking it seriously and doing, you know, the bare minimum, what an average, you know, God-fearing person should do in trying to get, you know, attention to this matter. And while they were in international waters, they were approached by the IDF and, you know, Israeli forces. They were captured. They were arrested. They were brutalized and beaten. And of now, some of them at least have been returned to Europe because these people were European. They were Italian. They've since been brought to Istanbul, as I understand it. And it's one of the things that you have to realize, and we've been telling you this forever, Israel doesn't care about Palestinians. They don't care about Arabs. They don't care about any of that. It's if you oppose them, you're the enemy, and you are a terrorist, and you are Amalek. And being Italian, being Christian, being European didn't save these people from Israel. Because they are European, because there are certain, you know, diplomatic realities, Israel, sure, they're not able to hold them indefinitely, torture them to death, sick dogs on them, you know, bury them in an unmarked grave and steal their organs like they do with the Palestinians, but they still treat them extremely badly, leave them with visible bruises, which again, you know, goes to show you, Israelis aren't exactly trying to hide what they're doing. I mean, go to the images again. These are brutal bruises. I mean, these were inflicted deliberately. This wasn't, you know, this isn't, the handcuffs are a little bit tight, or, in the scuffle, somebody got knocked over. These are bruises showing repeated blows to the back with some sort of weapon. This is evidence of torture. And Israel doesn't give a damn. You're in international waters doing something they don't like. They don't have the authority to do anything about it, but they will. They don't have the legal right to kidnap those people, but they did. And they beat them, bruised them, sent them back home. Basically challenged anybody else to do something about it. Again, the crime these people committed was to be in a flotilla. They were in a float. They were in an unarmed, charitable peace flotilla. And Israel captures and beats them. And then you have, quote unquote, American talking heads, celebrities, influencers, whatever you want to call them, saying not good enough. They got off easy. Yeah, you people are psychos. Complete and utter psychos. And we can get into what they're doing with Gaza as well, as they're building new walls and basically taking over a large chunk of what was previously Gaza territory. Do I have any videos of there's a video of an Italian guy talking about it. He basically says, you know, the instant they were in Israeli control, they were just savagely beaten. Meloni, the PM of Italy, has spoken out about this. Meloni attacks Israel. Don't you love how these things are phrased? This is from the Telegraph. Meloni attacks Israel. You mean Meloni defends her own citizens who were tortured by Israel? Okay. So Meloni attacks Israel over quote-unquote monstrous treatment of Gaza activists. Giorgia Meloni has demanded that Israel apologize for its monstrous treatment of activists who'd been detained after trying to deliver humanitarian aid to the Gaza Strip. The Italian government summoned the Israeli ambassador in Rome to give an explanation of the footage that emerged in which Itamar Ben-Gvir, Israel's far-right national security minister, taunted activists as they knelt on the floor with their wrists tied. About 430 protesters from more than 40 countries were filmed in a makeshift detention area in Israel's Ashdod airport. And on the deck of a ship, the minister waved a large Israeli flag and mockingly told the detainees, "Welcome to Israel. We are the masters of the house." Security personnel pushed a female activist to the ground after she shouted "Free Palestine" as Mr. Ben-Gvir walked past. In a second video, Mr. Ben-Gvir said the activists had approached Israel on the global Sumund flotilla, all full of pride, like big heroes. Look at them now. He said Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister, should give him permission to imprison them. Probably kill him if he really had his way. The flotilla departed the coast of Turkey last week. Israeli forces began blocking boats around 165 miles from the Gaza coastline. According to the flotilla's website, Israel detained the activists who were handcuffed and made to kneel with their heads touching the floor after they were arrested in international waters and stopped from reaching Gaza. So again, what is there to say? What is there to say? You just can't imagine any other country even attempting this, let alone getting away with it. Like, other countries would at least pretend that they weren't doing this, or at least wait until they were in actual territorial waters before doing anything about it. But no, the Israelis go to international waters and say, "We're the master of this house. We own the ocean. And if you're in a boat and don't like us, I guess we get to arrest, humiliate, torture, and imprison you." Yeah. I mean, that, the law is what happens, right? Do they have the legal right to do this? No. They did it anyway, though, didn't they? Is anybody going to stop them? Is anybody going to punish them? No. Well, then that means it's legal. That's how it works. Like, I don't know. Too much. This has been going on for 3 years at this point, and a month in, the countries of Europe should have intervened. Why don't they? Because they are literally all, every single one of them, infiltrated by Israelis, by Jewish Israeli first operatives who are there entirely to serve Israel in whatever position they can get in the government of Italy or Germany or wherever. So any attempt by any of these governments to do anything moral, to do anything justifiable when it comes to Israel, will be shut down internally by their own people who like Israel doing this sort of stuff. And just like Tucker Carlson said, killing children is not a part of civilization. Arresting peaceful protesters and brutalizing them and bragging about it, it's just absolutely at odds with absolutely everything we believe. And yet they want to present Israel as the height of Western civilization. Western civilization does not do this. Western civilization rejects this outright. European leaders are too far on the other spectrum. Let's be honest. I prefer this type of treatment if it was invaders trying to get into your country to rape your women. Okay, now you have an argument. But you can just imagine an America without this influence. You can just imagine a Europe without this influence. Ben-Gvir, I don't know if I have the video. I don't know, our video machine is kind of messed up today, so I don't have a lot of the videos that I was hoping to go to with this. But I believe we should have one about Ben-Gvir and sort of his history about who he is. But of course, he is outspoken in favor of and supports immigration into Europe, right? This is who this guy is. The flotilla departed the coast of Turkey last week. Israeli forces began blocking. Yeah, but you know what's the funniest part? I've got videos where the Israeli officials or Israeli, you know, media personalities are mad at Ben Gavir and what he did in, you know, basically abusing European prisoners on camera who never did anything wrong and were part of a charity flotilla. But literally the only reason they're mad is because it's on video. I've not seen a single Israeli person, outlet, newspaper say this is wrong because it's wrong, that you shouldn't treat people this way, that, you know, these flotilla people didn't hurt anybody. Literally the only objection is everybody saw you. Everybody saw it. And that makes us look bad. And that's why it's bad. If you had done all of this quietly and not made videos about it, they'd be absolutely in favor of it. As you saw, people out there saying these people got off easy. So then they turn around and go, this is not consistent with Israeli values. No, it is. In fact, this is like the best face forward Israeli values. This is like a good example of Israeli values compared to the regular Israeli citizens I see advocating for these people to be imprisoned or worse. And even the outrage in Israel over this is not over the fact it was done. It's only over the fact that it makes Israel look bad for this to be done, which is a very important distinction. The flotilla departed the coast of Italy, Israeli forces began blocking boats around 165 miles from the Gaza coastline. Mr. Meloni and Antonio Tajani, Italy's foreign minister, said Rome demands an apology for the treatment of the activist. Guido Corsetto, the defense minister, told Israel, "We pride ourselves on having always treated your compatriots with respect, and we are not in the habit of arresting people in international waters, but rather of rescuing them if they need it. I don't think this kind of behavior is in the interest of Israel." Opposition MPs called for more diplomatic remonstrations. Riccardo Ricciardi, don't you love Italy? This, you know, it's like, thank God there's still a little bit of Europe. Maybe this is silly, but like, we should appreciate, we should really enjoy the fact that when I read a story about Italy, the names I'm reading are Meloni, Tajani, Corsetto, Riccardo Ricciardi. It's great. It's amazing. That's how it should be. I'm just enjoying it now because I know in 10 or 15 years, it'll be Foreign Minister Omar Hijabi, you know, of Italy says this. I didn't even pull in the video today, but the mayor of, I think it's Birmingham in the UK, but some new mayor, he literally can't speak English. And it's a video of him trying to speak English. And he's wearing the like classic, like medieval garb that these mayors in the UK wear. And he's just like, these things are good for us. And it's like, I assume he can speak normal in his normal language. Maybe he's just retarded. I don't know. But obviously, the UK, you read their list of ministers and authorities. Yeah, Pakistani Muslim mayor of Birmingham, UK, speaks broken English. He literally can't speak English. So I just thought I'd take a brief moment here to appreciate the fact that there are still people with Italian names running Italy and how that's going away very rapidly and isn't going to be the case. Really is sad. So, and this is why, you know, this is why, because these damn Italians, these damn, you know, white Christian people sticking their nose in Israel's business like this, you know, this is why they all have to be replaced by Muslims, obviously. Obviously, you need to replace every single white person with a Muslim or an Indian because they know their place, all right? They know not to bite the hand that feeds them. They're smart enough and clever enough to know to go along with the evil because you benefit from it, not to stand up against it as a moral choice, even if it costs you. That's what stupid people do, right? Stupid people have beliefs. Stupid people support the innocent. Stupid people don't take advantage of a system that's vulnerable, right? It's not that we're moral and upright and recognize that a culture built on suspicion and hatred is an unsteady and dangerous force. And so we encourage ourselves and encourage each other to maintain a certain moral level of action, even if it's not necessary. Sorry, what was I talking about? Sorry, I got a little off track here. But seriously, I mean, you want to know why. You want to know why Italy and Germany and Greece, well, why all the European nations are being flooded? It's because they still do stuff like this. They still piss off the Israelis by demanding international law be followed. Okay? Israel needs subservient third worlders in all of these positions so they can finally have the freedom of movement they deserve. So Ricardo Ricciardi of the Progressive Five Star Movement said, "We would like to see the country and the continent raise their heads, sanction Israel, and sever all trade agreements with the most criminal government in the world today." Yvette Cooper, the foreign secretary, said she was truly appalled by the video. "We have demanded an explanation from the Israeli authorities and made clear their obligations to protect the rights of our citizens and those involved," she said. Jose Manuel Alvarez, of course, Spain is maybe the one country in Europe that's not going along with Israel, and they're paying the price for it. Spain's foreign minister condemned the treatment of the protesters as monstrous, disgraceful, and inhumane. Canada, Turkey, Ireland, and the Netherlands and France also condemned the treatment of the activist. So, I mean, think about that. Think about Israel capturing a boat in international waters. They weren't trespassing. They weren't delivering, you know, forbidden goods to terrorists. They were a peace mission from 40 different countries. So think about the fact that Israel goes in there knowing full well they're about to piss off the governments of 40 countries, including basically every European country, and knowing they're not going to do anything. Israel, you know, it was really a courtesy that Israel let the people go. Do you think anything would have been done if they had simply disappeared the people? If those people had disappeared into one of the Palestinian prisons with all the other Palestinian detainees, never given a trial, tortured to death, do you think Europe would do anything about it then? How far do you think Israel could push it? Do you think they could have just blown the boat out of the water, live streamed it? Ben-Gvir could have, been watching from the shore with binoculars and make a little video saying, "This is what happens when you try to mess with us." Do you think any of the 40 different countries whose citizens were tortured by Israel, like why won't they stand up for them? What could they do that would get Europe to turn on them? Is there anything? I can't think of anything they haven't done, right? I mean, can you even think of something that they could do that would actually make Europe turn on Israel? Committing genocide didn't do it. Latest numbers I've seen have something like 600,000 people died. They're announcing now they're walling in Gaza so it's even smaller. They're moving forward and taking over large chunks of that landmass, even though it's against the ceasefire agreement, against the international law, and it's the consequence of genocide. What could they do that would actually get Europe to respond? I don't think there's anything. I think they could have live streamed the one by one hanging of every single one of these flotilla members. And the worst thing that would have happened is exactly what we're seeing now. Minor outrage, bit of a kerfuffle, couple of strident demands that get ignored. And that's it. Because Israel has agents in all of these countries and they won't let it happen. Same thing in our country. Like I keep saying, if Donald Trump gave the order to arrest Benjamin Netanyahu, do you think that order would even be followed? I seriously doubt it. And if it was, how do you think the 20 to 30,000 IDF soldiers here in America would respond to that? It's called the fifth column, folks. There is a fifth column in every single country in the Western world, and it's Israel. And because of that fifth column, they have freedom of action and can violate any law, can be charged as an international criminal in the ICC. And the worst thing that happens is the ICC itself gets sanctioned by America. People in Denmark try to punish a rabbi for giving kids herpes and performing a banned circumcision ritual where they use their mouth to suck the blood out of the wound. Not today, Denmark. Not if America has anything to say about it. America, the full force and weight of the American empire comes down to demand that they let go. They let the rabbi go, right? Because how dare you? Because how dare you try to enforce your own national law? America won't stand for it. I mean, sure, Israel has literally killed Americans throughout all of this. Israel is actually, like a lot of the Palestinians that have been killed were Palestinian Americans. American activists have been killed in really incredibly brutal ways. We don't do anything about it. We don't even mention it. We won't even reference it. But hey, some rabbi in Denmark gets in trouble for sucking a baby's dick, and America comes to the rescue. We come to help. We will not, you will not stand by while that justice is dispensed. We will intervene. It's the fifth column, folks. You knowingly caused harm to our state in this disgraceful... Oh, yeah, yeah. So these are the people complaining about Ben-Gvir. So Ben-Gvir posts the video, right? Again, this wasn't a hidden video. This wasn't a leaked video. Ben-Gvir himself posted on his own social media, "Welcome to Israel," with the video of them abusing the Europeans. In response to this, another Israeli politician says, "You knowingly caused harm to our state in this disgraceful display, and not for the first time. You have undone tremendous professional and successful efforts made by so many people, from IDF soldiers to foreign ministry staff and many others. No, you are not the face of Israel." Was it bad what he did? Is what he did bad on the face of it? Or is it contingent? Remember yesterday I was talking, it's literally the divide is between subjectivity and objectivity. We as objective people understand that abusing charity workers is just bad. Abusing people who never intended you any harm, never had the ability to do any harm to you, and who were in international water and you can't even lay the charge of trespassing on them. Everybody knows that it's wrong to arrest those people, let alone humiliate and abuse them objectively. But what if nobody knows? But what if nobody finds out? Is it still wrong? But what if it's hidden? What if we could spin it to look good? Is it still wrong then? An objective view would say, yeah, it's still wrong. A subjective view says it depends. Okay? Another one. There are those in government who still haven't figured out how to behave towards supporters of terrorism. Israel's foreign minister is expected to understand that Israel stopped being a pushover. Anyone who comes to our territory to support terrorism and identify with Hamas will get slapped, and we won't turn the other cheek. Don't you like that, how he literally references the Jesus quote in there? Just to really emphasize, he's like, we are not Christian. We are not moral. We are demons. In case you forgot, we are demons.